BBC Radio Stoke on the birthday of Donald Duck. He's 80 today, and I've been looking desperately for somebody who can do his voice. We heard a little bit from Jodie on Breakfast. She was quite good. We're struggling, really. I'm hoping this fellow will be able to help us. Professional voiceover, especially with cartoon characters. It's Mark Silk. Hello, Mark.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Very well. Are you excited when a cartoon character turns this age?
I think I'm excited when anyone turns that age.
Oh, my word, it's 80 years old. That's a thrill.
Can you do Donald Duck? Is he a tricky character to do? Is he in your sort of paint
He's
box?
Very tricky. I can do... The thing that's very difficult to do is make him actually speak. And if the person you were talking about earlier can make him speak, she's probably got one up on me.
No, she didn't. She didn't make... This is Jodie, who does the breakfast show this morning. She was just happened to be here, right person, right time, and she was quite good. But not a patch on you, Mark. That was incredible. Clarence Nash was the guy who first gave him a voice, though. But he
Clarence Ducky Nash.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it for 50 years. There's a fantastic piece of video, actually, of the guy that took over from Clarence Nash. His name was Tony Anselmo. And when they made Who Framed Roger Rabbit, they had... Do you remember when Donald Duck was versus Daffy Duck?
Oh, that's genius, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Why, you are despicable! This is the last time I work with someone with a speech impediment!
And the two of them went at it. Well, there's a bit of footage that you'll probably find online of... There's Tony Anselmo, the guy that took over from Clarence Nash, yeah, after Clarence Nash died. And Mel Blanc, the original voice of Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny and all those other people, in the studio going at it together. It's very funny.
Great for these guys to get together, because one of them is Warner Brothers, Daffy, isn't he? And Donald, of course, famously is Disney.
It was history. It was the first time they'd ever been put together in a studio. Yes, it was. And I loved it. I remember seeing that when I saw that on video. It was on the making of Who Framed Roger Rabbit on ITV in 88, I think it was. And I looked at that and thought, that's what I want to do.
And you do it now, don't you? Tell me about your work.
I do.
Go on, tell me, who are you doing voices for?
Well, day-to-day, I do the voices for a lot of cartoon characters. So there's, as of last year, I'm now the voice of Scooby-Dooby-Doo.
Like, it's really creepy in here, Scoob-O, pal. Perry, creepy.
We'll cut that, we'll keep that, we'll have that.
There you go.
It is that for free.
And then there's a lovely show in the morning on Milkshake called Fifi and the Flower Tots. And I do that show with Jane Horrocks, and I'm the voice of
Bumble, who's a little boy bee that's allergic to pollen, so he's all banged up. Bouncing blueberries, Fifi! And Slugsy the Slug, who's lovable and adorable and a bit wet.
So
and
clearly...
it's a great show. Go on.
Mark, yeah. Presumably you invented that voice, because, of course, it was Casey Kasem who did the original Shaggy in Scooby-Doo, wasn't it?
Casey Kasem, put keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. America's Top 40, with me, Casey Kasem.
I used to watch that, yeah.
Yeah, so did I.
But is it something else when you create the voice yourself?
Yeah, it's an absolute thrill, because it's... I love being part of recreating these legacy characters where the original voice actors aren't around anymore. So, you know, being handed the baton to keep those, you know, alive and kicking is fantastic. But it's a real thrill when, you know, so someone will show you a character and they'll say, okay, now here's what he looks like, and he is funny, and he is bashful and a bit naughty, but you love him, and he's wet. create a voice for that.
And so that's how Slugsy. So lovable and huggable and cuddly, a bit naughty and a bit baseball.
And you sort of develop them like that. And same with Bob the Builder. I'm the voice of Bob the Builder in America.
Oh, he has a different voice.
Yes, he does. So it's Neil Morrissey does the voice for over here. But for the American, and from America and Canada, I'm the voice of Bob the Builder. And so we created, you know, you go back to what's his character, and he's just a really regular, nice guy. So it's, hi, Bob the Builder here. Today we're going to teach you how to make a concrete bridge, which is a real practical skill if you're five, right? Come on, Wendy, Scoop, Mark, Dizzy, let's go.
I mean, clearly you're a professional voiceover, and this should be like a walk in the park for you. But it's great to hear you doing American voices for American audiences.
Yeah, well, there's. I also do a lot of movie trailers. So again, some of the voices that I grew up admiring and loving, and just being, you know, over the moon just to hear them. There was a great guy called Don LaFontaine, and he was the guy that actually wrote the line in a world. In a world, what a man, a boy, And so now I do a lot of, I get brought in to do a lot of English and American movie trailer voices for this weekend. Get ready for action, adventure. Yeah. Sony Pictures brings you
all that stuff.
I love that. In a world, I do like, that. In a world. There's also the other one, isn't there? Was a man. But they use that a few
two
times.
Men.
There were two men.
There were two men. A goat, a horse, a chicken pie, a sandwich. Sandwich the movie. And one of the first long-running voice jobs that I got was I was the voice of Disney for a couple of years in the UK. And so it was me that you heard going, the magical world of Disney. Walt Disney Pictures brings you, you know, and all of that stuff. It's a real thrill to be part of that.
It must be. What were the voices you most enjoyed listening to as a child? Which cartoon characters were yours?
It was mostly things done by people like Mel Blanc. So it was Daffy and Bugs Bunny and
Wibbits. That's right, Doc. You are a stinker.
And Barney Rubble. Come on, Fred. Let's go. And say your prayers, you lop-eared varmint. Yo, somebody, Sam. All those characters. But also. In terms of voices now as well, games are a huge part of that kind of work. So they are so cinematic, and the amount of time and effort that's put into game recordings and music and scripting, and as well as obviously the graphics and the gameplay, is huge. So I also do a lot of game character voices. And there was a great game we did called Black and White about 10 years ago. And I was the voice of sort of the consciences. There was the voice of good and evil.
So you have the voice of good, who was all very nice and sort of very masterly and sort of with a little wispy beard.
And the voice of evil is total red bear. I say hit him. Hit him in the face.
There's something about cartoon voices, Mark, that is more vivid than a regular actor's voice. What do you have to do that's different?
It depends on what the cartoon character is, because a lot of it is larger than life, so very caricature-y, so that sort of Muppety Warner Brothers sort of feel to the character. I mean, there was a guy for Cartoon Network, I was the voice of a guy called Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo, man, who's, that's right there, put him on, oh, man.
And he is a larger than life Elvis. So if you turned Elvis up to 11, man, you get Johnny Bravo, baby. But there'll be a lot of... It depends on the style of animation you're doing as well, because, say, with Toy Story, a lot of Pixar movies, they're actually regular guy voices, a lot of them.
Yeah, so Woody is definitely, isn't he?
It depends on the kind of feel you want to give to that character. But I've always been very naturally... I've always been drawn to larger-than-life characters, I think, because of how heavily influenced I was by things like The Muppets and Warner Brothers and Hanna-Barbera. And also, I was a massive Star Wars fan as a kid. And so to get to work with George Lucas on Star Wars Episode One, you know, was just a dream come true for me.
I've always been a big fan of The Simpsons. Mark, can you do any of those fellas? No, they're not Warner, are they?
Well, I can. I'm not the voices of them, obviously, but yeah.
In your face, Flanders. Marge, shut up, boy. Don't! Hiya, kids. Hey, hey, hey.
Krusty. We'll leave it with Krusty. That's a good one. Mark, listen, it's been wonderful to speak to you. And a great way to salute this great duck's 80th birthday.
Happy birthday, Donald.
Thank you very much, Mark.